Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So they told John, we just want to hang on, John. We got this Madden. You're going to be on Madden. It's going to be your game again. And then he just flatlined. Is that what we're thinking here?
Boom. Tough acting. It's an acting.
Boom. I'm dead.
I was going to do that, but you took it a step further.
Had to?
Yep.
Okay. Here are the last couple cover athletes. 2022. Okay. Patrick right. Mahomes and Tom Brady. Man, they were so jinxed.
Hold on.
2020, Patrick
Wait,
Mahomes.
Wait, 2022, they split it, right?
Yes. Meaning they were both on the cover at the same time. Not,
right.
This one's a Tom Brady and this one's a Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Oh, Tom Brady in 2018.
What's a Pat Mahomes?
What? 2018, Tom Brady. 2017 was Gronk and he won a friggin' Super Bowl the next year. Richard Sherman was still pretty good. Drew Brees, yeah, pretty good. I think this is all a bunch of nonsense. I think there's a time where Madden was just really bad at choosing cover athletes. Like Dante Culpepper, a little premature there. Marshall Faulk, 8 years into his career. Yeah, not great. But like Donovan Mitchell.
Let's go back to the original.
You mean just John Madden every year?
No, well, it was Madden, but then they put Garrison Hurst on in 99.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first international edition of Madden. He suffered a gruesome broken ankle in the playoffs. Barry Sanders was on 2000. He was the cover athlete. Obviously, he retired very early. Eddie George, he was fine. He skirted the Madden curse. Culpepper, we talked about him. He had the season-ending knee injury late in the year after the 02. Marshall Faulk. He had an ankle injury that shelved him for a couple of games. 2001 was his last year that he'd rush for over 1,000 yards. I don't know. Vic? Ray Lewis? Ray Lewis suffered a broken wrist after being on the cover. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
McNabb, ACL.
Yeah, they play football.
Sean Alexander?
You get
broken
beat
foot.
Well, no, you're talking
Vince
about all
Young
the old ones.
Never played again, basically.
Well, yeah, that had nothing to do with the Madden cover. But like
Brett
recently.
Favre, I mean, stealing money, allegedly.
Also the picture of certain things.
Things, yeah.
But, yeah, okay, I'm talking about recently. The last 6 years from Gronk, actually, okay, time's a flat circle. Last 7 years, going all the way back to Gronk, Antonio Brown and Lamar Jackson. Those are the two guys that you can point to and say, okay, Antonio Brown fell off the face of the planet after being on the cover, and Lamar Jackson hadn't been an MVP. Lamar hasn't been an MVP since 2019, though. I rest my case. I think it's Huey.
I'm going through all the athletes. Okay, that's fine. So about 20% of them don't have the curse.
No. Recently, only two out of math is hard. Seven have had the curse. So the numbers are, maybe they're just getting better.
I mean, Brady was on the cover in 18 and then lost to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
Did you hear the part where he was in the Super Bowl?
He lost.
That's not a curse.
Lost to Big Nick.
I have several comments that I would like to make there, but I've already had my fill of saying things and putting my feet in my mouth today.
So the Browns haven't had a cover athlete since
Peyton Hillis,
right, of course, which was voted upon.
Didn't kind of chap your ass that's...
That's the Brown?
Yeah. That's the one
I don't know.
We
Browns fans kind of like Peyton Hillis.
I still like Peyton Hillis, but it's more that when you talk about the Browns on the Madden cover, it's not bad enough that we've had the worst, and I mean the worst team in football since 1999, but then we also have to have the worst Madden cover. That's so, the only part. It's not about Peyton. It's more about, like, everybody groans when they talk about that cover.
Because he was a one-year wonder.
Yes. Correct.
Who could be the next athlete on the cover?
It's never going to be Deshaun.
I know it's not going to be Deshaun.
Like, do we think Deshaun, that's an ever?
Deshaun could be the best quarterback in the game. They're never putting him on the cover.
I struggle with never. I struggle with never. But I'll tell you, it's going to take a lot.
I mean, he's going to have to turn to Mahomes.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. But like
multiple Super Bowls, appearances, whatever it may be, MVPs, all that stuff. Like, it's going to take like 3 to 5 years before he would be a relative candidate.
I mean, that's
candidate.
Nailed it.
Cantidate.
Is that like cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe.
Ah, right next to the cantaloupe, we have some cantidate. It's been a show, buddy.
I sliced up some jelly sandwiches and cantaloupe.
That's cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Well, okay.
No, but I... Sorry.
No, we ummed at the same time.
God, we were just at the same
time. Yeah.
Myles Garrett could be.
When's the last defensive player on the cover? Richard Sherman in 2015. So you'd have to win a Super Bowl, and Myles would have to be the defensive player of the year.
Right.
And they just don't want to put Deshaun on the cover. That's the way.
Since they started putting athletes on the cover, right, you've had Ray Lewis defensively. Mm-hmm. You've had Troy Polamalu. And Larry Fitzgerald together in 2010. And then you mentioned Richard Sherman in 2015.
Real quick here, let's get to Chris. Chris, can you weigh in? Do you believe the Madden curse, Madden cover curse is real or not?
Tell me the success of the teams of the player, too. I think that's something you got to mention in that. I think there's some of that, but also, I mean, even like Peyton Hillis, like think about that, or I don't know, productivity of players. Like, not that they've been necessarily getting hurt, but also they or the teams haven't performed. I think that's like even the Seahawks. What happened that same year Richard Sherman was on the cover? Was the play that the Patriots and Seahawks on the goal line.
Ooh.
But they were in the friggin' Super Bowl. You can't be cursed by a cover if you're in the Super Bowl.
It cursed Marshawn Lynch by that all went down. I don't know. I just feel like there's more to it. I think, yes, it's definitely like a weird thing, like a superstition. But, like, there's always other things to point to. And it's hard to pin a single little thing with the player. But I feel like there is an impact to the team's success or, like, these huge tragedies that happen to the team.
All right, so
like,
this
I don't know. It goes deeper than that.
This brings me to my point. And if you're a little worried about it, does that mean you don't want a Cleveland Brown on the cover ever again?
Oh, man. I mean,
it was
maybe
fun
like,
having
maybe,
Peyton
maybe
Hillis.
It works in reverse. Yeah, it was. Maybe it works in reverse. Maybe we win a Super Bowl because they're on the cover.
Didn't work with Peyton
maybe
Hillis.
We need that. Yeah, no, but maybe we got to try again. Just one more time.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
216-474-0092 if you guys want to hop in on this, if you are concerned about the curse. Okay, I want to get back to the Deshaun thing for one moment because I agree with you. It's very, very, very... I throw another very in there. Unlikely that Deshaun would be, given the off-the-field stuff, on the Madden cover. I'd also say Ray Lewis was on trial for allegedly being part of murdering a guy at the Super Bowl. He wasn't playing in that Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl before that. In, what was it, 99? And 6 years later, he was on the cover. So that's not a perfect one-for-one, but like, you had a guy that was a very public trial where we wondered if he would ever play again. The next year they won the Super Bowl. 4 or 5 years later, he was on the cover of Madden. Now, those were simpler times. It's before social media and all the godless, everybody with an opinion is what I was going to say. Because if you had a problem with Deshaun being on the cover, you wouldn't be like a godless, you know, troll. But now, places like EA Sports would probably take that backlash and feel that backlash more than they did when they put Ray on the cover in 2000 or 2005, which was the point I was trying to make. It's got to be either Deshaun or Miles, right? It's not going to be Denzel. I love Denzel Ward. It's not going to be him. It's not going to be Nick Chubb. Probably the last time we're ever going to see a running back on the cover. or one of the last times.
I don't know about that.
It's been over a, it's been a decade. Adrian Peterson in 2014.
Was the last running back?
Yep. And that was the year where he was on with Barry Sanders, if I remember. I thought they were together, or you could get like the dual cover. God, I love Barry Sanders.
God,
I just wish we could get a Joe Thomas cover. Joe Thomas is everything right. Just do everything right. Play the right way.
He deserves to be on the cover of Madden.
More so than like, sorry, Peyton. More so than Peyton Hillis did. More so than literally any other Cleveland Brown since Bernie. Or since Clay Matthews. Well,
by the way, Peyton Hillis is 2012. That's a running back.
And 2014.
Barry Sanders was 14.
Came after.
Okay, sorry. Barry Sanders was 14. And you're right. There is the hashtag, not hashtag, hash Peterson. He was like half the cover.
I gotta apologize. That was an a-hole move by me.
Totally, totally a-hole move.
You're battling through today, and I appreciate you. I don't know. You didn't just catch a stray there.
No,
you got ran over by Jerome Bettis there. That's my bad. Oh, he's powering down. Oh, no. Can somebody reboot Dustin?
Meet me. That was my robot.
That was a really good sound effect there.
Can you clip that for the love of God?
I got it.
Of course he has it. He's going to have it in 2 seconds.
Just can you give it to me one more time before
Keith will give it to you.
Well, no. Robot Dustin.
I can't reproduce it. Nor can I reproduce.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also fair.
The good doctor took care of that.
Fair point.
Fair point.
Good point. Then you can do it.
I'm the captain.
You need
now.
Some cocaine?
Always. I work in radio.
Meet me.
Give it to me again.
Meet me.
I'm rebooting. I'm belly laughing right now.
When was the last time a computer made something sound like that?
Right after they took cocaine for the first time?
Meet me.
Ah!
Wasn't a bad sound effect.
No. Wasn't a good one.
It's forever ours now.
I'm landing the plane.
You've been circling for a while.
Running out of fuel. God.
Okay.
I'm landing the plane.
What do you want me?
Peyton.
I can be your co-pilot here.
Peyton Hillis was a lot of fun. I don't know I ever want a Brown on the cover of Madden again. Because then when Peyton Hillis was bad the next year and the Browns were worse, it was awful. It was another way to laugh at the Cleveland Browns. So the only way I ever want a Cleveland Brown on the cover of Madden again is if they win a Super Bowl. Post a Super Bowl, not before a Super Bowl.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.